As we move from autumn into winter, Kevin Long, long-range forecaster, amongst many other hats he wears, is with us this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Okay, let's talk about, summer and autumn now, the first 5 months of the year. First of all, you've been predicting below average rainfall. I think that's pretty fair to say that's happened.
Yeah, 50% is what I've predicted for the autumn. We've had 40.
48 or 40?
40.
Oh, I see. But the first five-month average with some summer storms were at about 48% for the first 5 months of the year.
That's right.
Okay. Now, if you use that as a starting point and then compare how well we've done in previous years where we've had around about half of the rainfall for the first part of the year, where do we head towards, Kevin? What's the prospects for winter?
Well, on the record, there are 6 years that are drier than this year up to this stage, and predominantly those years have finished up with about 350 to 400 millimetres of rain.
All right. And only one of those years has shown an average or better year. So bad start is often a bad year.
That's right. And it's to be considered that last year was the best year of our cycle. It was the La Nina year, and it peaked at Christmas, and since Christmas it's been declining. So we're now moving into the El Nina phase of this cycle over the next 6 months, 12 months. And there was a big change in the sea temperatures this week over at Peru. So we can now see a spot of water over near South America that is running 2 to 3 degrees above normal.
And you're expecting that to build with time?
Statistics would show that that is the general process from this point on.
All right, because you've brought in a picture of the surface sea temperature anomalies, which I always find a fascinating map. And to me, what's interesting is off our west coast, we've actually got some above average temperatures as well, which normally you say would bring rain. You're saying not enough.
No, there's only one spot there, which is about 2 degrees above normal, just off Exmouth, and it's only about couple hundred kilometres in diameter. The rest of it is only about 1 degree, 1.5 degrees above normal, but they're only small spots. And in the years when we've had good rain, we would have most of that area 2 to 3 degrees above normal.
And if we look north of Australia to what you term the Chinese effect, that intense warm water areas, particularly between Japan and China, what's the situation there?
Well, there's a little glimmer of hope there because in the last week, the very big hot spell that stretched virtually right from Japan right across to America has broken into two, and we've had a development of cold water right up the Chinese coast, covering the Indonesian islands right up through Japan. So I'm hopeful that if that development of cold water keeps developing, we might see some moisture come down from the north later in the year.
Now, I suppose there are two different ways to look at where rainfall falls. There is to fill our reservoirs, critical. It's also to keep our farmers going and to hopefully ensure that something comes off a paddock, whether it's a fleece or it's some grain at the end of the year. Even with average and below average years, we've actually had the kind of showery rain at the right times to see the paddocks through. What kind of rainfall do you reckon we'll get in the next 3 months as we head into winter?
I think June is going to be very light again, and I think July will be our best month. But I'm tipping only about 40 millimetres of rain in each month.
All right. And will it come at the right times for our farmers?
I believe we're going to run out of moisture in the springtime like we did last year.
Okay. Now, the other side is reservoir-filling rains. Anything on the horizon?
Very little hope for reservoir-filling rains this year because we have to have about 250 millimetres of rain to wet our catchment down. This time last year, we had 250 millimetres of rain between the 28th of April and the 6th of June in the catchment at Metcalfe, yet we only got 1,000 megalitres into Epilock.
Mm. And this year so far, we've had 197 mils, so spread out over 5 months, that's not soil wetting rain.
No, we're a long way behind the eight ball.
All right then. Now, I suppose let's now move from the forecast to the concern about where our water's going to come from. Colobin Water's telling us that in north central Victoria, we'll have enough to get through this summer with no runoff at all. What's your observation of, first of all, the domestic water management?
Look, I think Australia has been led by a bunch of ostriches for a long time. I thought we'd got rid of them when we had the elections. Mr. Howard had been putting his head in the sand for a long time, and Mr. Thwaites had been doing the same. But I think we've just got a new batch at the moment, and I don't believe the right decisions have been made for security of Victoria's water. We're looking after Melbourne, but we're not looking after the country.
All right. And to move that from Colobin up to Goulburn-Murray water and the actual Murray-Darling Basin, has enough reform come through to satisfy the concerns of people who see climate change dramatically reducing inputs into the big dams as well, whether it's Eildon or Dartmouth or Hume?
There's been no reform on water management in Victoria at this stage. The bulk water entitlement has not been changed, and that's what we should have done 7 or 8 years ago. So we have some water in the reservoirs to get us through a drought. We're running our reservoirs out this year, and we're looking at an El Nino coming around the corner.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, thank you very much for your forecast and on previous experience. And there are the indications that it's not just you who's saying that it's not going to be the best 3 months. But human nature is always to try and look for a positive out of this, Kevin. But really, you're saying not really. This is going to be another one of those years.
Yes, this year doesn't look like it's going to be a positive year for anybody.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us. And before I let you go, you need some capital letters for this, but we have got a web page that Kevin Long has put up.
No, you don't need the capital letters. It's
I did yesterday, but anyway, that's just
ways.
Me. Go on.
You can have the W's and then the Long Paddock. Sorry.
No, that's another place.
That's another place. Sorry, The Long View.
The Long View. All one word, thelongview.com.au.
That's right.
Go and have a look. There's some interesting stuff. And you're wondering, who the heck is this Kevin Long? Read the stuff and you'll find out. Kevin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.